troubles won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Almost forgot to say my opening line there. Man, temperatures look great everywhere. Arnett, Oklahoma, home of the famous Lori Campbell. You're the coolest spot in Oklahoma at 59 degrees. Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 67, 69 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 70 at Hobart, as far as western Oklahoma is concerned. Hobart and Altus, you're the warm spot. 65 at Buffalo, 64 at Beaver, out here in the Texas Panhandle. 62 at Lipscomb, 71 at McLean, 70 at Wellington, 75 at Childress, and 70 degrees at Odell. And anyway, let's check the radar, see what's happening. Actually, I thought we were just going to plumb miss the rain this morning. It did the I-40 split there, and now it's kind of filling back in. We're getting some showers. My Gabe Gadget Mezzanette is, there we go, 8,900ths of inch so far this month here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center, located right here in our studio. Okay, we got all kinds of things to go. First of all, let's talk about the peanut hull blasting that I went to this morning. Quite a few peanut farmers were there this morning. Looks like, except for maybe one or two of the peanut fields, it's going to be a little bit later than usual. Not too bad. And we'll get a complete update coming next Tuesday during the show with David Nolan with the Oklahoma Peanut Commission, him and Greg Hartman with the OSU Extension Office here in Beckham County was there this morning. We had farmers from all over the place, and good turnout. And even while it was mist and rain, it turned out good. Peanuts look good so far. And anyway, we'll get a complete update from, like I said, David Nolan. He did tell me a little bit that they did yesterday with Caddo County, and I think either the day before or sometime this week, they went clear down to Hugo and had some peanut hull blasting going on down there. And quite a few guys from the great state of Texas come over and had their peanuts checked out. And they plant it way earlier than the guys around out here in Beckham County, Caddo and Worstall and Greer, wherever they all are. And they about on track with the ones here. So planting early didn't help them much at all. All right, what else we got going on today? I got lots going on today. I got compost we're going to talk about for soil, for gardens and flower beds later on in the show. Also, Heston, Massey Ferguson by Massey Ferguson's got a new baler out. IH Case, can't believe this. I'm talking about IH Case twice this week, which is all right. I'm not dogging IH. It just even Sugar Daddy couldn't believe I was talking about him. I'm not. Hey, this is a fair program here on Today in Ag. So anyway, their big boy is out, and we've got that going on. I got your combine, your tractor sales, four-wheel drives, two-wheel drive, front-wheel assist. I got that sales report for you. Got some information on beef, but first let's do grain and cattle sales in Oklahoma starting right now. Let's see what happened first overnight. Soybean sales were modestly lower and grains were mixed in overnight trading as investors debate the Brazilian production and the size of the U.S. crop. Output in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds, was projected earlier this week at 163 million metric tons by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If realized, this would be up from 156 million last year. Exports from the South American country are forecast at 38.7 million metric tons, up from 32 million tons a year earlier. U.S. output, meanwhile, is looking less stellar. Production is now forecast at 112.8 million metric tons, down from 116.4 million last year. Exports from the U.S. are projected at 5.99 million metric tons, and that's down from 6.81 million a year earlier. Extremely hot and dry weather for much of August and the beginning of September has curbed yields in much of the U.S. corn belt. Soybean futures for November delivery overnight fell 2 cents to 13.58 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell a dollar to 3.98.40 a short ton, while soy oil rose 0.07 cents to 61.79 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery was down a quarter of a penny to 4.80 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures rose 2 cents to 5.95 and 3 quarter a bushel in Chicago, and Kansas City futures lost a penny to 7.35 and a half a bushel. Export sales of wheat were higher this last reporting week. Wheat sales to overseas buyers were reported at 437,900 metric tons, up 18% from the previous week and 20% from the prior four-week average. Mexico, they were the big buyer, at 112,800 tons, followed by Thailand, 58,000 tons, Japan, 51,600. Vietnam bought some while the president was over there, it looks like, 44,900, and South Korea purchased 40,500 tons. Corn sales in the first week of the 23-24 marketing year. Totaled 753,300 metric tons. China took 173,000 tons. Colombia was in there for 147. Mexico bought 129, an unnamed country. I like to get to the bottom of this unnamed country. I mean, who buys corn in secret? 67,000 tons, and Japan bought 52,000 tons of U.S. corn. Exports for the week total 726,000 metric tons. Soybeans, on the other hand, was reported at 703,000 metric tons. China bought 295,000. Unknown destination took 180,000 tons. Netherlands bought 67,000 tons. Spain was in there for 58,000. And Mexico, 31,800 tons. Exports for soybeans for that week, 408,400 metric tons. Storms everywhere, it looks like. Thunderstorms are expected today and tonight in parts of central and southern Kansas. It looks like it's up, the big storms up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma and the northern parts of Texas and part southwest Kansas. Right now, some of the storms may linger around the Flint Hills area into the night, but no severe weather is expected. And the Flint Hills need all the help they can get. When I went through there about a month or so ago, the ponds were about fourth full. Let me rephrase that. And I didn't see nothing but a lot of weeds growing through that beautiful country there. So they need all the help they can get. Maybe a little too late this year. But anyway, moisture is wanted any time of the year. More thunderstorms are expected in parts of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. The strongest storms may be bringing some small hail and gusty winds. Scattered showers will move into parts of Iowa this afternoon and evening, and that's about it. Some additional storms tomorrow in the southeastern parts of Iowa. Severe potential is very low, and we get that going on. All right, let's get an update on what's going on with some of the grains right now, because next segment, I got lots of cattle to talk about. Corn, right now, current prices, December 476, down 4. March is 490, down 3 cents probably. May, 499. July next year is 504. Soybeans right now is down 14 cents. November is 1346. January is 1361. March is 1371. Soybean meal for October down $4.70 right now at $395.70. December's $394.40. This is all short ton, $391.40 for January. Soybean oil for October, $63.30. December is 6198, January 6147. Hard red winter wheat is up today after crashing yesterday. December is 743, up almost 7 cents today. March is 748, May is 751, and July of next year, 735. What's cotton doing today? Cotton down just a little bit. October cotton's at 85.62, December 86.97, and March 87.74, and May cotton for next year, 88.17. Since I seen Sugar Daddy at the peanut hull blasting, might as well update everybody on his sugar that he's growing over there under a pivot at Delhi. October is 26.91, March is 27.16, and May is 25.82. He told me the other day on harvesting his pineapples that's tough to do with a mold board plow. And so anyway, he's got the pineapples going really well over there from what I understand. I heard through the grapevine that he may be starting to plant some palm trees around the pineapple field to make it look more like Hawaii. That's what I hear. You know, there's people around here got those palm trees made of steel around here. I don't know if that's what he's after, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. Feed season is right around the corner. The Wheeler General Store gladly delivers feeds to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, you can contact Mr. Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. Join the Wheeler General Store tomorrow, September 16th, for their annual customer appreciation celebration and goat roping. Come grab some lunch, let the kids jump around on the bounce houses, and win a door prize. Goat roping will start at 10 a.m., and lunch will be served at 11 a.m. But hey, are you anybody out there looking for some deer corn? The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasoning, Elk Creek Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is right there, so just time to start feeding them deer. Anyway, the Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they're looking forward to serving you. Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. We're live on Facebook. We're live on KCOFM.com. We're live on the Paragon Communications app, which is a free download on your phone. And also 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You worked, and you sweat, and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City has everything you need for your home. And that includes America's top brands in appliances with Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana. Washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, above-range microwaves, ranges, freezers, kitchen accessories, and so much more. Why shop anywhere else? Galleria has the largest showroom in Western Oklahoma and the best prices in Western Oklahoma. Remember, friends don't let friends pay retail. Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, checking the radar right now in the Oklahoma Mesonet. Looks like out there in the very northwest, northeastern part of the Texas Panhandle, there's a nice storm out there in parts of Ellis County, northern Roger Mills, and rain stringing all the way through Elk, all the way down to Hobart, back towards Altus and Lawton, and a little beach storm there in Harmon County, and then up there around the May Ranch and Buffalo and Freedom and all the way up there. It's stringing out to Enid. Looks like there's pretty good rain showers going on all over western Oklahoma. Well, let's check out what's happening in Lipscomb, Texas. 62 degrees, humidity's 93, dew point 60, the winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 19 miles an hour. So far, month to date, in the first 15 days of September, they've got 3.70 inches of rain. I bet they loving it up there. 8-inch soil temperature, 70 degrees. Okay, let's see what's going on with the cattle market right now. Live cattle for October, 186.55, and it's up. The cattle market, both live and feeders, are up considerably today. December's 191.32, February's 195.82, April of next year, 199.30. Feeder cattle for September, 256.80, up $1.62. October's 263.70, up $1.82. November's 267.25, up 240. January's 267.82, up 285. And March 269.60. Lean hogs. October 83.35. December 75.47. February 79.12. April 84.40. So all cattle are up. Looks like the NASDAQ, well, where'd it go? Looks like the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow's are all, they're kind of in the red. Dow's up just a little bit, but it looks pretty stable. And what's oil doing today? West Texas Intermediate is up 50 cents to $90.66. Big shout out to the Thornboroughs, Matt and Ashley. They're out preg checking cows today with their young little daughter. It's becoming quite the young little daughter. Anyway, good luck with your preg checking going on out there. See what else we got here. Let's see what calves we're selling for in northern Oklahoma this week. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers are $3 to $5 higher. Weaned steer and heifer calves mostly steady, with several unweaned calves in the offering meeting limited demand. Demand was moderate, quality was average. See what we got going on here. Some unweaned 374 pounders brought average $296.72. Some unweaned 417 pounders were bringing anywhere from 290 to 316. And then we got some weaned ones that brought 285, just small amount there, weighing 446 on the 500 pound weights, 5 to 6s, 543s, 271. Some unweaned ones weighing 528, brought 265 to 284. 600 pounders, we had some 635s brought 252, some unweaned ones weighing 614, 259 was the high end, 253 was their average price. Some 700 pounders, 240 to 260, and then we got 800 pounders up to 251, some 900 pounders up to 235 to 236, some 1,000 pounders brought $2.29 per pound or $229 per hundredweight. So on the heifer side, some 400 pounders unweaned was bringing 247, weighing 420. Some 579s brought 256.50. Those were winged. And some 669 pound heifers was bringing any high end on those was, it was a big bunch of those. 128 brought 250. Some 7 weights, 239. Some 8 weights, anywhere from 217 up to 236.50. 9 weights, 216. 1,000 pound heifers bringing 203. But that. Pretty good, pretty good. Oh, well, I remembered. Bear with me. Nope, I'll get it first, the next segment. I don't know where my notebook is. I lost my notebook. Also, a friendly reminder for you guys needing to get rid of some pesticides. There's going to be 3 drop-offs in Oklahoma this year. The Department of Ag Science and Natural Resources, Oklahoma State University. 3 dates set for the fall unwanted pesticide disposals. The ODAFF has scheduled it for October 17th in Walters, October 18th in Butler, and October 19th in Dewey. Cotton County Fair and Expo Center, Harper County Fairgrounds, and the Washington County Fairgrounds. Disposals will run from 8 to 1 o'clock, rain or shine, on both locations. There's no charge for this. Limit is 2,000 pounds per entity. Only pesticides will be taken, no fertilizer, paint, oil, etc. If you got any questions, call Mr. Charles Looper at OSU at 405-744-5808. Or if you got any questions at all and you didn't get that number, just call your local OSU Extension office and they'll hook you up. Well, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, we got more news in the making.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I might introduce myself. I'm Clarence Robinson from Arapahoe, Oklahoma. Well, what I decided to do one day, I have a, my wife, she had a 2019 Rogue, and I wanted to update. And so I decided that I go over to Wendy's because that's the closest Nissan dealer in Western Oklahoma. And I didn't want to have to go all the way to Oklahoma City. From there, it was all positive. So I went over there and I met this girl, Cassie. I told her what I wanted to do, and she says, well, I've got a Rogue out here on the lot. You might want to look at it. I think you'll like it. And so I was wanting something that I could use GPS for traveling, you know. And, well, this had it. Had it all built in already. Didn't have to do anything, just push a little button, and that was it. I saw like that. They gave me a heck of a trade-in. Didn't have to squabble with them or anything. They're very professional, very courteous, and upfront and honest. I decided that I go over to Wendy's. Now I'm the owner of a 2023 Rogue.
And once again, a good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 8th. 1,767 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 404 brought 322. 6 at 489 brought 288. 7 at 533 brought 246. 3 at 607 brought 232. 11 at 649 brought 241. 9 at 814 brought 203. 3 at 895 brought 218. 5 head of heifers at 466 brought 257. 4 at 533 brought 246. 9 at 564 brought 262. 6 at 600 2 brought 251, 10 at 637 brought 213, 14 at 696 brought 234, 5 at 792 brought 216, butcher cows were 52 to 124, butcher bulls brought 40 to 135.50, bred cows were 985 to 2150, pairs brought 1625 to 2075. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's check out the ag weather in Fairview, Oklahoma. Currently it's 70 degrees, feels like 70. Dew points at 64, the humidity is 80%. The winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. 24-hour rainfall, 0.17 inches so far. 10-day rain total, 3.03 inches. Congratulations. You guys need it. We all need it. Anyway, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is blank. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset, 743. 40% chance of rain today, 74 for a high. Tomorrow, 60, or tonight, 60% chance of thunderstorms, 60 degrees. Saturday, 50%. Chance of thunderstorms, high around 77 degrees. And that is your ag weather update for Fairview, Oklahoma. All right, I got so much to talk about today, I don't even know where to start. I want to do this. I wanted to do the first show, and I just now remember. I found my note. Anyway, out here west of town, by Berlin, 1 mile east and 1 mile south, Mr. Jimmy Dunlap, 515-3884, has a Brennel cow with an ear tag in it, a green ear tag, that is. He's got the number, but you got to identify the number. But anyway, give Jimmy a call if you're missing a Brennel cow in that area of Berlin. 580-515-3884 if you're missing one. He didn't get a call yesterday. He knows somebody's missing a cow over there. So anyway, check it out. All right, let's see here. Let's go with the new Heston baler. How about that? By Massey Ferguson. They launched a new baler here just a few weeks ago. And anyway, AGCO Corporation will introduced its new Heston by Massey Ferguson 1 Series round baler. The series was explicitly designed to perform in challenging dry hay, stover, and crop residue conditions. From our 2900 series, this baler is a clean sheet, says Dan Mosel,
tactical, that's a new name, tactical marketing manager for Heston by Massey Ferguson. I don't believe there's any part numbers that we kept. The company out of Heston, Kansas, manufacturing plant, he said, the Heston 1 Series round baler is available in two variable chamber models. The RB146, which produces up to 4x6 round bales. You listening over there, Sugar Daddy, 4x6 bales. And the RB156 for up to 5x6 bales. Both balers in the new series come standard with a camless pickup for improved efficiency. It reduces the power requirement to just 80 horsepower for the RB146 and 100 horsepower for the larger RB156. The lack of cam track helps minimize maintenance and noise, according to him. The Heston 1 Series round baler front-mounted net binding system allows for tighter, faster binding without any visibility trade-off for viewing the pickup. The baler features a duckbill-style net system. This mechanically moves net from the roll to the bale, eliminating environmental obstructions, while the net breaking design allows for one easy, one-handed adjustable without tools, ensuring the desired net tension. An innovative side-mounted net loading rack pivots out of approximately tailgate height, which minimizes lifting and positioning challenges. I have noticed on my baler, that spare one on my 569, it's getting heavier to get it up there. But I'm managing. I'm wising up. I'm back my truck all the way up to it with the gate open, and it makes it a lot easier. Innovative side mount net loading rack pivots at approximately tailgate height, minimizes lifting and positioning challenges. Optional second rack on the opposite side makes it possible to store up to three rows of net on the baler, including the one in the operating position. It's really simple, straightforward net system. With 5/8 inch hydraulic hoses running to the tailgate, the cycle time and auto mode for wrapping, ejecting, and closing the tailgate is in the range of 13 to 15 seconds, according to him. An optional hydraulic-operated rear-facing drop floor allows haymakers to clear obstructions without even getting out of their tractor. An advantage to the rear-facing drop door is it will allow a plug to flow through there much easier than a front-facing drop floor. The 1 Series baler employs a vertical bottom feed chamber that uses gravity to boost bale density without additional parts or power. It also features a positive engaging undershot rotor for improved efficiency. If you can get it in the pickup, it's going to feed. We have yet to find anything it can't bale, including peanut hay, heavy Sudan grass and sorghum, corn stalks, or even rotary straw. So there it is, new baler on the market. Always like equipment. Anyway, four-wheel drive tractor sales show growth again in August. Tractors in the 100 horsepower, two-wheel drive, and four-wheel drive segments were the only segments to show year-over-year growth in August, along with a continuing positive trend in combine sales for the year, according to the AEM, which is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. North America row crop farmers continue to add and adopt new technology to their equipment fleets to help reduce cost and improve yields, says Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President for the AEM. The appeal of newer equipment centers on improved fuel efficiency, better GPS technology, and improved automation features, which is why farmers are continuing to make these investments. Total farm sales for August of this year were 20,917. That's farm tractor sales. 20,917 tractors, down 4.4% from last year, where 21,936 was sold. Year to date, AEM reports 172,301 total farm tractors was sold as of August of this year, and that's down 8.6% from last year. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower range as follows. Sales for two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors in August were down 7%. with 12,864 tractors sold. That's down from 2022. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors in August was down 4.3%, with 5,608 sales this year and 5,861 sales last year. Year to date, the AEM reports 40,367 tractors have been sold in this category, and that's down 7.7% from last year. Sales for two-wheel drive tractors, 100 horse plus horsepower tractors in August was up 7.5%, with 2,133 tractors sold this year compared to 1,984 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 16,930 tractors have been sold in this category, and that's up 7.6% from last year. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were up 21.4% in August, with 312 sales this year and 257 last year. Year-to-date, AEM reports 2,536 tractors in this category have been sold, and it's up 34% from last year. Combines. Sales for self-propelled combines were up again in August, down 2.4% with 771 sales this year compared to the 790 sold last year. AEM reports 4,799 combines have been sold as of August, and that's up a whopping 31.8% from the 3,642 combines sold same time last year. Well, speaking of big tractors, where'd he go? There it is. And then I'll be done with tractors after this. How's that? Nope, that's not the right one. There it is. Case IH breaks through its own horsepower threshold. The Steiger 715 quad track. And you guys got to get a YouTube video or Google this Steiger 715. It is a monster, dude. It looks so cool. Marketed as the highest horsepower Steiger tractor ever, the Steiger 715 quad track headlines the updates of the model 2024 Steiger tractors from Case IH. The Steiger 715 quad track is powered by a FPT industrial brand new C16 TST engine to provide 715 rated engine horsepower, with peak horsepower at 778 horsepower. Case IH leaders say the tractor was built with farmer feedback from the drawing board, and farmers told the manufacturer they needed to cover more ground in less time. Customers have been asking for more horsepower to improve productivity in the field, says Tom Curley, global product manager for Case IH Steiger tractors. The entire five-year process has involved farmers, and it's resulted in the largest Steiger tractor ever built. The Steiger 715 quad track unveils a new heavy-duty undercarriage, which helps deliver power to the ground and supports a road speed 2 miles an hour faster than before. In all the seven updated model 2024 Steiger tractors in the series, the 425, the 475, the 525, 555, 595, 645, and the 715. Here's the new features. Longer track design, ability to have dual Pro 1200 displays, new hood design, and dude, this thing looks like something that they'd be driving around on Mars and the moon with. It's pretty cool. The new hood design, redesigned exhaust, and LED lighting. I haven't seen this video yet with the lights on, but I bet it'll light up a full quarter of ground. Who knows? Increased fuel capacity. It's 520 gallons, 27% more LED lighting, redesigned exhaust, updated cab with new headliner, premium sound. These tractors will help farmers save fuel and do more acres, said Mitch Kaiser, marketing manager for Steiger Tractors. We have customers in California who measures acres covered by the minute, so we have to make them more productive. For example, we can pull a 13-shank ripper another 2 miles an hour faster, or pull at the same speed but deeper. Kaiser highlights the productivity gains offered by the technology as well. The AccuTurn Pro is one push of a button away from that. It gives the operator hands-free steering and automatic repeatable in-row turns. A pretty cool-looking tractor. You guys will have to check it out. Anyway, let's take a break, a Wheeler General store break. When I come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, or maybe, we'll just do the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather forecast. And we got some more stuff on the Proposition 12 out in California, Pepsi and Walmart, what they're doing with the regenerative agriculture in the U.S. and California, or in Canada. So we still got lots to go. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton gin fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Tipton, Oklahoma, here's your ag weather, 71 degrees. Dew point 68, humidity's 90%. The winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. So far today, you got 0.03 inches of rain. So far in the last 10 days, almost 7/10, but at 64/100 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Still kind of warm there, 78. Nothing on the fractional water. We got sunset at 7:48 and 50% chance of rain today. 80 degrees for a high. Tonight, 63, 60% chance of rain. And tomorrow, 82 for a high with the winds out of the north, 7-10 miles an hour, and a 70% chance of rain. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger, or no, not Long Ranger, your ag weather update. Okay, let's check it out here. What do we got here? The proper, you guys remember me talking about the proposition or Prop 12 out in California where they were not going to have any hogs allowed in California unless they have such a certain size pen. A Purdue survey indicates that consumers are more willing to accept higher pork prices if they are the result of the meeting animal welfare standards such as California's Proposition 12. While price is the key concern for grocery shoppers at the meat case, a Purdue survey indicates that consumers are more willing to accept higher pork prices if they are the result of meeting animal welfare standards such as California's Proposition 12, which requires farmers to give breeding sows more room to stand up, lie down, and turn around. In the nationwide survey, consumers said they would scale back their purchases if pork prices went up, but fewer of them would pair their purchases if Proposition 12 was the reason for the increase. How are they going to know that? That's what I was wondering. And a small segment said they would buy more pork in that case. We saw responses that suggest animal welfare is more important to consumers than previously thought, said Elijah Bryant, a survey research analyst at Purdue's Center for Food Demand Analysts and Sustainability, which conducts a survey of 1,200 consumers each month, even through the hypothetical price increase is the same size, fewer customers or consumers would decrease their spending on pork knowing that the price increase was caused by animal welfare regulations. The Purdue results will be put in the test on January 1st when Proposition 12 is implemented fully. The California law, passed by a landslide margin in 2018, mandates that farmers provide 24 square feet of floor space for each breeding sow, and it bars the sale of bacon, ham, and other uncooked cuts of pork produced in other states if they do not meet the California standard. California small pork producer consumes 15% of the U.S. pork. What I want to know is how are they going to prove California, that is, how's California going to prove that the stalls over here in Missouri or eastern Oklahoma or Texas Panhandle or Oklahoma Panhandle is 24 square feet? That's what I want to get. So who knows, maybe they'll send one of those movie stars from out there to check it out, do a deal every now and then on that. But that, all right, quick deal on talk about cash rent, land sales every now and then. Cash rents are up for 2023, but will 2024 be better? The USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service, the NAS, recently released data showing that cash rents, for cropland have increased nationwide in 2023. Between 22 and 23, the national average for cropland cash rents grew from $148 to $155 per acre, a 4.7% increase. The lowest reported average was in Montana at $35 per acre, compared to the highest was in Arizona at $347 an acre. Within the Corn Belt, values increased 5.8% from $223 an acre to $235 an acre. FarmDoc Daily from the University of Illinois did a state-specific deep dive in the data to show how values have changed over time, as well as how different values can be across states. So in 2000, the average price of cash rent in Illinois was $119.
In 2014, it was at $234. Today, it's at $259. But between 2014 and 2023, it was lower than either one of those. Just give you an idea of what's going on. Looks like the hot spots for high dollar corn ground was like $367, and that was up in the northern half of Illinois. There may, however, be shifts soon. According to the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, a slight decrease in these numbers is expected in 2024. The society shares the cropland cash rent values tend to follow trends in farm returns, but with a 1 to 2 year lag. They attribute this year's high rent values to the last 2 years of high farm income levels. But as predicted on a story I read earlier this week, farm income is to be down next year, is what they're saying. Oh, there you go. There's no $250, $300 an acre farm rent around here that I know of. Anyway, PepsiCo and Walmart announced a new joint venture aimed at putting substantial money towards regenerative agriculture in the United States and Canada. PepsiCo and Walmart announced in July of 23 a new joint venture aimed at putting all that money into regenerative agriculture. The collaboration is scheduled to last 7 years and the cost of $120 million, with the goal of working on more than 2 million acres of farmland to reduce 4 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2030. Successful sustainability starts and ends with trust. At PepsiCo, we work very hard to earn the trust of farmers so they understand that we are investing in their legacy and they can hand their farm down to the next generation. Farmers know their business better than anyone, and what we hear from them is that regenerative agriculture to make business sense. Three things need to happen. They need economic support, social and cultural support, and agronomic support. The strategic collaboration with Walmart will advance our shared goal to have farmers' backs as they transform farming into the way that benefits the planet and the people. PepsiCo and Walmart say the program will support farmers crucial to their business models. With supply chains stretching across the United States and ranging from potatoes to corn to oats, the companies are pitching in as a voluntary, flexible approach to regenerative agriculture. And they said they want to give farmers a seat at the table during the program. Farming is not one size fits all, they said. But PepsiCo's involvement in the project is part of the PepsiCo Positive Plan. By 2030, the company says it's aiming to help drive the use of regenerative practices in up to 7 million acres of farmland, the use of regenerative practices to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 40%. The PEP Plus plan also strives to reach net zero emissions by 2040. Okay. Ag Emissions Senior Director of Partner Relations, Kurt Covington, expressed, he's kind of skeptical of this, that the actual impact this seven-year investment would have on farmers. He said it would likely not tip the scales in favor of widespread and long-term regenerative agriculture practices. It's not much money per farmer. It's naive to think that their investment is large enough to make a sizable impact on the industry. The two big corporations attempting to invest in regenerative agriculture is not something Covington thinks will be positive in the end, especially if there's no additional investment made after the initial $120 million. He has concerns about whether or not Walmart or PepsiCo would give farmers the time and resources to make the change to regenerative farming, which he said was an expensive change that takes time to implement. For regenerative agriculture to be visible and meaningful in the future, he said funding would need to be increased, whether that is public or private funding. Covington said it concerns him that some parts of this investment could end up being surface level in nature to keep investors happy. I think for smaller farmers working in specialty crops, for example, I think it probably makes total sense and can work in conjunction with or side by side with conventional. Covington said it'll take it to the next level is perhaps a whole new story. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the wet weather. Hopefully we get some more rain. Long Ranger forecast I looked at a while ago looks like rain every other, chances of rain every other day for the next 10 days. So have a great weekend. Enjoy it. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.